And then eventually, in an odd sort of way, we used to go to jumble sales and so on, and I got involved in the antiques trade in a very, very minor way. A tiny little shop in Fair Street with a guy that lived next door, and he rented it so we could, he got a spare room. Tiny little street, it's now a picture frame. He and I were both interested, and we bought our stuff at jumble sales, basically.
You still carried on with your normal job?
Yes. I had to work Saturday mornings as well, but only alternate. So we opened this shop one Saturday, with having spent 6 months gathering together bits and pieces. We both knew nothing about it, really, but you make it up as you go along. And it was a tremendous success. I made more money on a Saturday than I made in a week working at Strangeway. So by the time I was 30, that's it. Well, you see, in those days, there was a fantastic market for Victorian, which you couldn't give away now, chairs, spoon backs and so on, all sorts of china and everything, pretty well anything.
Victorian 90s?
Yeah, people could still afford to buy a little terraced house like Guido Street, which you wouldn't now, and they've got enough money over to furnish it with Victorian furniture.
It was the fashion.
And it was fashionable.
We're going back in to the 60s.
And it's completely reversed now. And
early 70s.
And there was a fantastic market for it. And we were the only shop, honestly, in Cambridge that was doing it. In Cambridge, you had the really upmarket shops in Regent Street and so on, and they were very upmarket. The old Queen Mary used to shop there and all the rest of it. And, you know, tea upstairs with the owner. It was quite amazing. And we found a niche that nobody else had found, that, you know, and it just took off from there.
Selling nice things, affordable things, and that...
We could buy it for nothing.
And well-made things.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, nobody thought, you know, I used to put adverts in the Cambridge News to buy things. And I once put one in, I think it just said something about old round wall clocks, you know, the sort of thing you get in a station or a school. And in those days, schools were full of them. Every classroom had a wind-up 8-day clock. They weren't electric. And I got, I think it was 14 from one advert, a 3-day advert. It's incredible.
House full of clocks.
And I then branched out, and I even did one for Victorian nightdresses, which we discovered people wanted, with all the wonderful lace. And people had them all beautifully pressed, and nobody realised anybody would want them, you see. And it was...
My mother had a 90, a Victorian 90, and everybody had special nighting to be laid out in. Usually a little something, little lacy bit there,